This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we may need to go back before we can go forward. And I can recall the time when I was really seeking clarity about my life's purpose, but all that hovered over my head was a cloud of confusion. And it was during this time that I really just wanted to move forward. But God would teach me that in order for me to go forward, I would first have to go back. And at this time, I really wasn't living much of an authentic life. Due to some past disappointments and hurts, I had learned how to master projecting a facade. This way, if anybody chose to reject me, they would really be rejecting the facade. In other words, it's one thing to have your facade rejected. It's another thing to have your true self rejected. And when I realized this, I felt God was saying to me two things. The first is, the work that I have for you will require you to be your true self so that you can ultimately help others. And the second point was that if you choose to trust me and go back, you will not be going alone. I will be with you every step of the way. And the words that I use to inspire me are, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So today, do you have the courage to step forward and present what only you can offer to the world?